flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Another blast from the past. Two major league hitters have signed major league free agent contracts with the Pirates this offseason. Andrew McCutchen and now Adam Frazier, back on a one-year, $1.5 million deal.
I'm not sure what the latest valuation is for how much money a win costs on the old, like, wins above replacement versus dollar scale. It used to be like one win above replacement was worth like $3 million. Even if that is still holding true, they overpaid. He wasn't even worth half a win above replacement last year.
I don't get it. I don't get this one. He's not a good hitter anymore.
He's a light hitting, decent defending, an almost non-existent hitting, decent but not great defending middle infielder. You going to make the whole plane out of that?
He's a 33-year-old player who...
How many years removed is he from his best years, Pony?
2021.
Pretty much 5 years almost.
Ben Cherington made the right decision. He traded him while the guy's value was never higher. He went to the All-Star game, got off to a fabulous start in that 2021 season, went to the All-Star game in Colorado and got shipped out to San Diego for Jack Sawinski and a guy that is banned from baseball. Do you remember his name, Donnie?
Tucapita Marcano.
Yep. And every
and
team he's played for
because
since.
They'd bring him back to play second base, yeah. Too.
San Diego, Seattle, Baltimore, Kansas City. Four stops. Four places where he didn't hit. I don't think when you're a team like the Pirates, you should be giving a guy like that a bench spot. I mean, I'd rather... They don't have a lot of left-handed hitting players in their organization who are close to the major leagues. That's part of the problem. But I just... I'm struggling as to where he fits in. If he's platooning at second base, that's not a good sign because Gonzalez is a right-handed hitter, and that would mean if you play the percentages, lefty goes in against a right-handed pitcher. Most starting pitchers are right-handed, that Frazier would play more than Gonzalez. You don't want that.
Nope. Don't really. I just.
If I had to pick a guy to play right field right now among the options on their current roster or minor league Rolodex of players, I'd actually prefer Jack Sawinski to Frazier just because
power.
Maybe he gets back to hitting for power like he did a couple of years ago. Not that I'm counting those chickens before they hatch.
They have Paul Skeens, and this is what they're doing, man.
I mean, is this like Key Brian Hayes insurance at third for his achy, breaky back?
Was he Billy Ray Cyrus now?
Because in that way, in that respect, even though Hayes is younger, I don't think that Hayes... I kind of throw Hayes and Frazier into the same bucket or basket when it comes to the type of hitters I evaluate them as.
As in bad ones?
Yes.
You got to put... How about you just platoon them as bad hitters? Except you can't because Hayes' glove is that much better. This just...
Blows? Is that the word you're looking for?
Yeah, but I respect that you always, as a baseball guy, I think it gets your brain worrying to try to like figure out a way that this would somehow make any sense. You like get... Let me put it this way. When you are confronted with a signing like this, I think your brain does turn to, how can I at least try to seriously approach what this might mean for the team? I think this is one where my lizard brain has it right. Bad signing, bad player, what are they doing? Oh, wait, exactly what I thought they would be doing.
This is the Post-Gazette's read on it, Hiles. Frazier's ability to play the corner outfield spots will likely be the key to his playing time. His left-handed bat could also allow for him to serve as a platoon at second, pairing with right-handed hitters Gonzalez and York. If that second part is the idea, then he will, for the most part, for all intents and purposes,
the starter
becomes their starting second baseman. And this is not 2020 or 2019. It's 2025. He's not that kind of player anymore.
It's just, I don't know.
It's discouraging is what it is.
I can't even say it's a huge bummer. It's exactly what I expect them to do. I have no reason to think that they're going to operate any differently. And this is what you get and get told, no, you know, there's urgency to win playoff games, to make this team good right now. And then the real truth is, the truest thing anyone said was when Ben Cherington and others, I think, kind of tipped their hand and said, we expect most of our improvement to come from within. I.e., don't look for anybody riding in on a white horse because you're not going to get one.
Where are the offensive internal improvements? Cruz at 26. Taking a significant step.
At least somewhat. At least that's like plausible.
Joey Bart picking up where he left off last year.
His pedigree. Again, I'm going to try to be gentle and give these all benefit of the doubt.
Spencer
Horwitz's pedigree.
Hitting like he did in Toronto.
Although there's plenty of metrics out there about him that suggest that, in fact, he might hit worse here.
Gonzalez playing like he did in the first half of the season and not so much the second half.
Key
Brian Hayes getting back to the guy he was in the second half of 2023 and not for all of 2024. Henry Davis.
No, don't even. Don't do that.
Did you hear what Parado said about Henry Davis, Donnie?
He's like out of sight, out of mind.
Didn't even
almost
invite him to Pirate Fest.
I mean, Henry Davis.
Not that he has the kind of warm and fuzzy, engaging personality that you'd want at an event like that with fans.
I think another Henry Davis has two problems, one of which is that he literally can't hit, apparently. The other one is Henry Davis.
Now that you're putting it that way, Chris, let's peg him in as the sixth hitter in this lineup.
Well, the other part of it is kind of like it does play into why would you maybe not invite him to Pirate Fest? I remember hearing whispers when he was at Louisville. There were things said like, yeah, sometimes he's got an aggressive personality out there that rubs people the wrong way. And like the subtext was, yeah, his teammates even thought he was kind of an a-hole. Like not terribly well-liked necessarily was always the vibe I got. Not anything I had heard like officially from somebody behind the scenes and off the record, but that I could go with, but just a sense.
Jim Rosati. On Twitter.
He's Northside Notch for the blog incline.
Saying the only way this makes any sense is if Hayes' back is entirely effed and the Pirates are banking on Triolo getting the bulk of the at-bats at third base, thus freeing up a spot for Frazier to be the main utility guy. Not exactly Josh Harrison in 2014 here, folks.
Man, if I never see Jared Triolo take another big league at-bat.
Big tree!
How about this for a take? He's better with a bat in his hands than the guy that's in front of him.
Who, Big Tree?
Yeah.
That's like saying
the other guy has a back of like a 75-year-old.
That's like saying I've got a better haircut than Michael Jordan. We're both bald.
Well,
Donnie, grade the signing.
D minus?
F.
Yeah.
He had his worst season of his life last year, but it's just a typical, well, he was good a few years ago, and he was good for us. I bet he'll be good again. I mean, I hope there's still room on Federal Street. I was going to get my lawn chair and cooler down there after the show.
Who's this for? Like, what Pirates fan out there sees this and is like, thank God they got Adam Frazier back? I'm asking you guys, not even rhetorically. Tell me who this excites. Jim Rosati, who you just cited, I know Jim a little bit. I think I went on his podcast.
Oh, congratulations
like a couple
on
years
your
ago.
Success.
And he is one of the more optimistic Pirates fans out there that like kind of covers the team for as a hobby. And when he's saying the only way it makes sense is if the guy who they gave a long-term contract to's back is completely effed beyond recognition, oh, great.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, it's three-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schler of the Visinga Truth Podcast. The playoffs are here, and that means the race to the big game is on. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I as we follow along this NFL postseason, breaking down the matchups each week and see who will shine when the lights are brightest. You know I speak nothing but the stinking truth. Follow and listen to Stinking Truth on free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.